Kid News fans, did you know there's a way to hear the news without hearing ads? Parents and teachers can subscribe to Starglow Plus on Apple Podcasts to not only ditch the commercials, but also unlock access to future bonus episodes and other exclusives from the Starglow Media Network. That means ad-free listening of Kid News every weekday, plus ad-free episodes of Mysteries About True Histories for riddle-obsessed adventurers, Girl Tales for a fun spin on fairy tales, Musicland Stories to help young music lovers catch the beat, and audiobooks adapted for young listeners with classic titles, including Little Women and Moby Dick. Visit starglowmedia.com/subscribe to sign up for Starglow Plus on Apple Podcasts or wherever you like to listen. That's starglowmedia.com/subscribe. Good morning and welcome to Kid News. I'm Kim. Today is Wednesday, April 24th, 2024. And we begin with nostalgia making a comeback and creating a hot commodity in American classrooms. In this age of digital, old school pencils are back in, and the shorter the better. The Wall Street Journal reports they're in high demand, especially if they're sharpened into a stub known as a mini. Eighth grader Nora Rodriguez of Peachtree, Georgia, told the paper that they're a status symbol, and she keeps them safe in a pencil pouch with her eyelash curler and lip gloss. Nine-year-old Sasha Portnoy of Hamden, Connecticut, on the other hand, spends her evenings prepping pencils for a trade. One or two mini pencils for a box of Nerds, or maybe two or three for an Airhead. And teachers say when students borrow theirs, it's almost impossible to get them back. Some, according to the journal, have even stopped lending them without collateral, like a shoe, something the student would definitely want back. 2024 is shaping up to be a banner year for electric cars. In the first quarter alone, there were more sales of electric and plug-in hybrid vehicles globally than in all of 2020. And the International Energy Agency predicts that before the year is out, 17 million will be sold worldwide, a 20% increase over the last year, and what would be a new EV sales record. According to one IEA economist, popularity is stronger in some countries than others, but there is clear momentum for the transition away from gas-powered cars. Rather than tapering off, he said, the global EV revolution appears to be gearing up for a new phase of growth. The EV sales surge is a step in the right direction, especially for residents of Europe who live in the fastest warming continent on the planet. Two top monitoring organizations reported yesterday that temperatures there are climbing nearly twice as fast as they are in the rest of the world. The five-year European average shows temperatures up 2.3 degrees Celsius, which is equal to 4.5 degrees Fahrenheit, over pre-industrial levels, as opposed to 1.3 degrees Celsius elsewhere. No reason for the difference was given, but the report points to the opportunity for Europe to speed up the transition away from fossil fuels to renewable resources like wind, solar, and hydroelectric power. In today's Kid News Notes, the furthest spacecraft from Earth has finally phoned home. After a five-month silence brought on by technical problems, Voyager 1 sent NASA a message. That's no small feat. The craft is 46 years old and floating through a cosmic no-man's land 15 billion miles away. By the looks of it, Caitlin Clark will soon sign on with the swoosh. The Wall Street Journal and The Athletic reported that basketball's It Girl is about to ink a $28 million deal with Nike that includes her own signature shoe. Other brands that have hitched their wagon to hers, State Farm, Gatorade, and Panini. And eclectic is the best way to describe this year's inductees into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Tapped for the honor, Cher, Mary J. Blige, The Dave Matthews Band, Foreigner, Peter Frampton, Kool and the Gang, Ozzy Osbourne, and A Tribe Called Quest. To be eligible, the artist or band must have released its first commercial recording at least 25 years prior to the year of nomination. The 2024 ceremony is set for October in Cleveland, Ohio. Still to come, to shake the shaka or not, a question as Hawaiians get ready to make their famous hang loose hand sign official. But first, we'd like to wish a happy 11th birthday to a very special fifth grader. Parker Lee of Fort Worth, Texas. Parker, your mom, dad, and brother Paxton love you and are so proud of the hard work and determination you've shown at your new school this year. Now, today's quiz. What staple of American classrooms is riding a popularity wave? Old school pencils. Global EV sales are expected to be how much higher this year than last? ?20%. Which continent is warming almost twice as fast as all the others? Europe. Caitlin Clark may soon rep what popular sneaker brand? Nike. In today's Kid News Kicker, if all goes as planned, Hawaii will be the first state in the nation to have an official hand gesture. Aloha state lawmakers recently introduced a pair of bills to give official status to the shaka, also known as the hang loose or hang 10 symbol. You've all seen it. It's made by extending your pinky and thumb while curling down the remaining three fingers. It dates back to the early 1900s, when a native fisherman lost his middle fingers in a sugar mill accident, but found a new purpose as a train guard, keeping mischievous kids away from the tracks with a wave of his newfangled hand. The gesture soon became a cultural symbol of respect and understanding that can mean hi, bye, thanks, or aloha. Although there is an ongoing debate as to whether to shake the shaka, locals tend not to and say those who do are obviously tourists. Hawaii's legislature is expected to take a vote on the bills in November. Thank you again to the Lee family of Fort Worth, Texas, and a big Kid News shout out to our loyal listener, Parker Lee. And hellos to our Kid News classrooms, Ms. Locke and her pirates at Oakwood in Hannibal, Missouri. Mrs. Austin and her blue and gold Trojans at Bryant in Owosso, Michigan, and Mrs. Rumor and her rock stars at Central in Almond, Iowa. Thanks for listening. A friendly reminder that Kid News survives and thrives on your tax-deductible donations. If you'd like to support us, please visit our website at kidnews.org. And we'll see you back here for more Kid News tomorrow morning.